This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. This time of year, kids are playing ball, they're jumping through sprinklers, they're riding their bikes, and they're forgetting much of what they learned in school last year. Research indicates low-income school kids lose an average of 2 months of reading achievement over the summer. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, that's a big reason for the achievement gap between whites and minority children.
If you think of summer as a time for exploration, a time to be a kid, it may be because your family had some resources. Ron Fairchild of the Center for Summer Learning says poor kids begin to slide after school lets out.
Low-income kids lose more than 2 months of reading performance each year of their elementary school years, and those losses accumulate.
During the school year, educators struggle to bridge the so-called achievement gap between white and minority kids, but Fairchild and other experts say parents can give their kids a leg up by sending them to programs like Super Kids.
Look, I got some vacation!
Ta-da. Tori, a rising second grader, is attending the Super Kids program at the Midtown Academy in downtown Baltimore. It looks and feels like a day camp for second and third graders, but a lot of the fun is focused on reading and math.
B-E-A-C-H, Myrtle Beach.
Super Kids accept kids like Tori from any Baltimore school. They're only just learning to read, but are already in danger of falling behind as summer progresses. Fred Coleman teaches in the Baltimore City schools during the regular school year.
My goal is to, when they get back to school, they haven't lost anything.
Do you see that in your regular teaching job, that when the kids come back in September, they're not where they were? They're not where you left them?
Yes, it's like you're starting all over again in terms of the curriculum and skill building.
Parks and People, a local nonprofit, runs the camp. Executive Director Jacqueline Carrera says the staff spends the first few days figuring out where kids need help, and most need quite a bit.
The majority of the kids are at least one grade level or more behind by the time they come to us, which is saying something because they're only going into the second and third grade.
Parks and People is a recreation program at heart, so there are plenty of sports and outdoor games built into the day. In fact, the organization has to stitch together grants for sports, arts, and academics in order to put this camp together. Summer learning advocates say it's hard to find money that is dedicated to providing a full-time enrichment program over the long summer break. They say most schools spend all the funding they have before the end of the year and only offer remedial summer school, which is seen as a punishment. Summer learning studies say these programs work best when there's follow-up at home. That's what affluent kids are getting from enriched summer programs or from reading books with their parents. Amy Ayers, whose 8-year-old daughter is spending the summer at Super Kids, says she encourages reading all summer long.
Yes, we read. We often visit the library and she gets a new book. We try to keep her box of vocabulary words filled, and I'll give her a nickel for each correct word that she, you know, gets right. And if she misses the word the next day, I take the nickel back. So she doesn't like giving me money back.
Ayers works in Baltimore's Department of Juvenile Services. She knows what happens to kids who fall behind or to those for whom summer is a time to build a career in the drug trade. So supporters of these programs say don't shed any tears over the death of summer vacation. Lots of kids just use that time to get into trouble. Larry Abramson, NPR News.